Welcome. EBT Podcast. Back to what the fuck we was talking about, Tyrese. I'm Tyrese right now. We just gonna jump right into it for the episode. Fuck if they know it. I'm Tyrese. What more do you want from me? I was in a movie where I had to call the game Big Mean. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, you gonna have your Fast and the Furious today, Fast and the Furious 53. Even if I die, they still won't put a Tyrese hologram or something in it and give it plain lines. Oh, that's crazy. What? Dark skin line in the movie, huh? You gotta race these cars forever. What? Like, that ain't Tyrese. I think you said that before. Because I'm Tyrese. That's the only way I was gonna make it in Hollywood. Will Smith won't take me back. But then Will Smith gonna go on a fucking interview and act like we cool.
One of the interviews, Angus.
Will Smith recently. I think it was Charlamagne stupid ass. You know it's him. Yeah, about Tyrese. That shit is years old. Charlamagne is an instigator. And the Tyrese thing, he said he was hitting you and Jada for the money. Will Smith was like, I'm Will Smith, my eyebrows are going up, nothing but positivity. That brother, listen, I'm going to tell you real quick, we know Tyrese and, you know, something deflected to Martin. Martin like, yeah, I'm glad to be alive at that point. Look at my eyes. I ain't going to do that to my legend, all right? Will Smith talked about him in a dismissive way and didn't talk about him. Said, Tyrese, what it is, okay, Jaden, right, he did a song. And I was like, I'm a dad asking him to do the remix. Ha, 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 because I'm Will Smith and I laugh like, ha, ha, ha. Because I'm Will Smith and I really laugh like, ha, 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 if I really do. You know, because they thought that was something I was doing on Fresh Prince. That's really how I laugh. Charlamagne like, okay, do it one more time. See the pig and like, you feel like swinging at night?
Sure.
Tyrese like, I had to be on Fast and Furious. Because my career was going to be slow and peaceful. So they just came to a stop. Tyrese wasn't in Fast and the Furious, his career would have hit rock bottom faster than the Fast and all the Furious. All the movies put together make them go faster than they did in all of them at once. That's how fast Tyrese was. Because who remember Tyrese's song? And then you pulled it up on your phone. Sweet Lady, we don't remember that. We don't even want that to be him. That was Maxwell's song. That was the Angela. Would you be my sweet love for my dark skinned boy in lifetime. I'll be like, we rapper Ray J. Give somebody get Ray J. One way. I'm like, all right, that's more. Somebody make it rain outside so he can get on his knees. If I had one with Ray J, get your stupid ass in the car before you catch pneumonia. Ray J in the video with a tank top on in the rain. One with. In the middle of California on the street.
One with. It's raining right here, raining in this scene. Seeming like a man who's really a decent black man who wouldn't cheat if I had one.
I'd rather Usher do this, Batman. Go Usher. You remind me, you. You know, he do the dance, you.
You remind, dun, yeah. You remind me,
okay, Usher, you just did the dance in the rain. Ray think they tried to do it in that One Wish video.
One Wish, like, he gonna catch pneumonia. That's something.
Because he in a tank top. Cut to that scene in the video for no reason. The bitch never came out the houses.
One Wish.
Nigga falling on his knees in the rain with a tank top. He tried to rip his tank top off in one scene. If y'all go back and watch, but it ain't working. They even cut it at the bottom so it'd be easy to rip. Oh, let me stop. Ray J gonna approach you at the breakfast club one day.
Yeah, I know you just did your interview, but you know what I got outside?
I don't want no problems, Ray J. Because it's outside. I know. The money thing in the car is out there. You got it, Ray J. Hey, you want a scooty bike? Yeah, it's
not. How many times you gonna make me a pee in your shit? I'm offering scooty bike.
It's just something I think that you offer people, Ray J.
Want no scooty bike? I don't want no scooty bike. I'm good. Why? Is it the scooty pond or? Because I know bikes, right? Scooty pond? You don't like scooty? Look, what about a bike that's just scooty? All right, get Ray J. Okay, headphones. Leave me alone, Ray J. I'm just not cheating, trying to seem like I'm not cheating, dog. Like, dog, you came here to threaten me. What are you talking about? If you ever see Angel Dick or Princess, tell her I ain't cheat. You know what I mean?
I will, Ray J.
Leave that, I'm gonna give you a scooty back. I'm definitely gonna tell her. I might email her now. What's her?
Like the Instagram? Yeah, he's not cheating. He is the guy he betrayed in the song One Wish and in the video.
See, now I'm Ray J. I'm comfortable with you. Let me tell you something, Will.
Please don't. Just listen for a minute.
If you don't listen, I'm gonna give you a scooty back. All right, I'm gonna listen. What's up? The truth is, I wasn't dancing in the rain. I bitches. Showering.
I know, okay, Ray J. Right. I got him outside, all right. I know. The money team, cool. All right, Ray J, I'm gonna holler at you. Hold on, where you going? I'm good.
I can give you a ride somewhere, I'm good. You wanna drive private jet back to DC?
No, I'm good. I'm catching a train, taxi, fucking random van, anything.
I got a scooty back that'll get, I'm good. It'll get you all the way back home. It's the mileage. Every time you about to go over the mileage, my face come up on the screen, I'm good. You want Ray J condom or something? All right, Ray J, I'm all right. Ray J headphone. Ray condom. Everything Ray.
All right, Ray. Only Ray I'd like to see. Only Ray who could ever see me is Ray Charles. There you go, Doug. Bounce back.
Wow, okay.
Stevie wanted to talk about something. Her clothes were pretty. His father was poor. How the fuck he know? He can't see. He don't know what the fuck going on. Talking about. Sure, her clothes weren't dirty. How the fuck you know? You can't see, Stevie Wonder. Fuck, you gonna tell us how her clothes was living in the city? Just know.
Living just... Her clothes were never dirty.
You know, he said that in the song. Like, he could see. Like, how the fuck you know if her clothes were dirty? People was whispering, you know, Stevie Wonder, Stevie, yeah, man. You know, that poor girl, Stevie, that you know. Yeah, her clothes never dirty. He's like, okay, I'll use that Wonder. Nigga, fuck out of here. Fuck, Stevie Wonder can never make a song about anything. Ray Charles, Skies Are Blue. Did he make that? The fuck are you talking about? Let's not be ignorant. Type it in. But let's go back to joking while you type that in. Stevie Wonder made a song talking about whatever he said in the song. He says this lyric, y'all. It's called "Just Living Just Enough for the City." He says,
"Her clothes are never dirty. How the fuck do he?"
What a wonderful world. Oh, that's Louis Armstrong. Okay. Look up Ray Charles songs now so we can find something now. Since I was proven wrong with that, since we're such assholes on this podcast, now I want you to look up a Ray Charles song that was too descriptive for a blind person. Now, while you do that, I'm going to look this up. Hold on. Oh, we got the upgraded shit. Stevie Wonder, Just Enough for the City. That's perfect for the podcast. I love that. Listen to the words of this shit. First of all, he blind. He shouldn't be able to say none of this shit to us. How the fuck he know it was a boy?
Alright, stop it right there.
Surrounded by who was that? Was it with? How do you know? I mean, Steve, I give a black people that helicopter. Whoever the son, whoever styles Kevin Hart, yeah, just get all my blind people mixed up. Kevin, bring it any day. Love you, respect you. How's those massages coming along? Now, Kevin, he's a fighter, huh? Because ever since that accident, he has to get massaged in a place where his upper leg, not quite his ass, lower back, got to get massaged 6 times a day, every 6 hours, 6 times a week. Now, I'm the guy who massaged Kevin since the car accident, and I'm telling y'all, when I went up his leg towards his buttocks, he's a fighter. He's very relentless. He told me, he said, stop. I had to push his head down. I kept going because I got to get the job done. I've been massaging those parts of men's upper leg and lower back for 30 years. So when Kevin says stop, it's just another dead office. He's a fighter. Anyway, how the fuck do Stevie Wonder know he was surrounded by four walls that weren't pretty?
Friends give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough.
The fuck he knows his parents gave him affection. How can you see that? You didn't witness.
Maybe he just gave him hugs.
No, he's telling a story.
Some days for 14 hours.
Like, you can't see the clock. 14 hours. You never seen his pockets, don't mean he ain't making no dollars.
And you best believe she hardly gets a penny.
They just never let Stevie Wonder see the money they was getting. That's why he thinks. He ain't gonna see none of our money. That nigga Stevie be writing songs. Can't see, just don't. I'm talking about, why I ain't never make no songs about being blind. And I don't give a fuck if Ray Charles didn't make this song earlier in the podcast we mentioned. I think he covered it at one point. Skies are blue, clouds are white. Yeah, it's like, if he didn't, I don't care. In my heart, he did. And Ray Charles, if you're blind, how the fuck you know if the skies are blue? I'm talking about, what do I know? People just whispering shit in his ear. It's the apocalypse going on. It's his clouds is blue. Clouds are blue. Stevie Wonder on We Are the World. Nigga can't see. He don't know who he in there singing with. They just telling them people that, yeah, who's your favorite singer? Southern side. He's here. We are the world. Ray Charles did cover it. Now, what the fuck? Now, let me tell you something. Hold on. Pause that. Fuck, he wanna sing that song. You blind, you ain't never seen that. Somebody told you to sing that. That's like a prank. Like, man, I got the perfect song for him to cover. Nah, tell him to cover this joint. No, he could cover that, and that's more of a general song. No. Something is. Even Ray Charles was like, I don't know if clouds are blue. He was like, just sing it, blind motherfucker. Might let you go home. I thought I was home every night. Shut up, blind. Sing it. Clouds of beauty. You could have told him anything. His blind ass was saying, clouds of orange. Skies of purple. Give me another Quaalude. Fuck, they gonna have him sing that for? That was cruel. If that was to happen today, people would kill the writers. Really? Really? Hashtag me for. Hashtag sensitivity and any other hashtag. Why would you fucking have a guy who's blind sing a song like that? Clouds of blue. I'm a blind people listening like, he blind for real? Shit, listen. Shit, nigga, clouds of blue. Hold on. Clouds of blue. I said it did. It's bright and sunny. The dogs say goodnight. How you know he said goodnight? I think that's some shit you could tell a blind person saying the dogs say goodnight. Nigga, ain't no fucking dog saying that, nigga. Not in sign language, not in nothing. You got Paul. The dog is saying goodnight. And I think about that. First of all, how they even give it to him for him to sing? You gotta think about it. He can't read it. Somebody had to tell him, okay, Ray Charles, say, skies are blue. He like, I don't fucking know if that's true. Hey, shut the fuck up. Okay. Other than that, how he learned how to sing the song. Go ahead and tell me some bullshit. Ooh, heightened senses when you lose one sense. Shut the fuck up. You ain't the scientist or anyone who has anything. Ooh, he dreamed it in color and he knew the word. Shut the fuck up. How the fuck did any of these blind motherfuckers learn the word? They can't read the lyrics. There was some asshole who said, yo, sing this. Clouds of blue. And they blind, they like, I don't know, they like.
Right there.
But she is sure enough pretty. She is sure enough pretty. How the fuck you know if she pretty?
Keep on questioning.
Her legs are sturdy.
That's a perverted ass lyric too.
Lord, her legs are sturdy, but see, back then they couldn't be kinky like we are. 2020s, like, damn, that bitch fat as shit. Back then, the equivalent to saying, "Nah, I fuck that bitch, she fat as shit," was her legs are sturdy. She got some golden ankles. Oh, her calves are pretty. Her legs are sturdy. How the fuck you know if her legs are sturdy? Your vision ain't sturdy. What the fuck are you talking about? Her legs are sturdy. You can't be blind and being a peeping Tom at the same time. You can't be a blind peeping Tom. Her legs are 30. That nigga got away with all the peeping Tom crimes. He was like, are you peeking at that woman in the shower from your apartment? He's like, yeah, my name is Ray or Stevie. I'm blind. Oh, that's them. Oh, he's Stevie. Oh, he's blind. Never mind the telescope in his bathroom window they sitting next to. Never mind. No, forget it. When we walked in, he moved away from it. Fuck that. He's blind. Stevie wasn't Ray Charles. Living just enough for the city. How the fuck you know you in a city? That motherfucker could have been in, you know, a county somewhere. Off in the field. Just enough for Ohio in the cornfield. Braille is a system that uses combinations of raised dots to spell letters.
So you pulled that up. Hold on, y'all. Everybody on the EBT podcast. So my co-host just pulled up because me saying how the fuck they know to sing these songs. My co-host, y'all, thought it would be a good co-host thing who looks up the facts and say, look, this is what Braille means. Like, I didn't fucking already know that, y'all. So you mean to tell me somebody rewrote that shit in Braille? That's what y'all. Somebody took the skies. We got to, how you put it in Braille? Really? That's what it is. And he read it in Braille and just, skies are blue. Picture me rubbing my finger across Braille, y'all. Skies are blue. Okay. You just made it worse by looking that shit up. Take that stupid ass screen away from me. Look, they wrote it in Braille. That's how he knew. How the fuck he going to be able to tell you the color of the sky? Skies are blue. Ray Charles, you don't know. That's when niggas in the hood like, nah, he don't live his lyrics. He don't live his lyrics. Yeah, he's speaking on shit he don't know. All right, that ain't, nah. If you ain't lived it or seen it, we'll want you to see it. See, that's that shit we used to let go in old songs. What the fuck he just say? It's that to die. What the fuck was that? What was that in Braille? Listen to it. How you know she pretty? Again. Let's fast forward it. Come on.
How you know where he lives at the house? You can't see, Stevie. Everything in this song is bullshit, my nigga. Her clothes are old. Never are they dirty. How the fuck you know? That shit could have been wrangled. They're like, nah, them clothes are old. We could tell. He's sitting up there blind. That's just like Stevie Wonder being a part of We Are the World. How the fuck you know, really, other than what people... I know We the World because I seen the world. How you know? We could be... We are the island. We are the children. Children could not be what they told you, Stevie. Children could be eight-legged creatures. You've never seen it, Stevie. We are the children. Somehow we are the ones to give a brighter day. How the fuck Stevie Wonder going to know that? They gonna have him sing that shit. We give him a brighter day. How you know when y'all come around all together singing that, it ain't cloudy outside? Like, it's rain. Stevie like, I hear raindrops. Now, you don't know raindrops. It's a brighter day outside. We are the world. We are the ones. I hate that part. I don't give a fuck. I said it. We are the ones. Don't try to reassure us. Young nigga, life fucked up. Like the truth lying, dare lying. Don't do drugs, kid. Nigga, fuck. That nigga selling drugs somewhere now. That shit ain't go nowhere. You remember the lying, the dare lying. Don't do drugs, kid. His career went, where are they now, nigga? Shit, I'm just up here in Detroit, nigga, selling heroin and crack and meth. It's the way I gotta get back. The industry threw me away. When kids start doing drugs, they just threw me away. Where are they now? VH1, nigga. Something. BET. We found them. Some people don't need to be found. Where's Dr. Ogilvy? Oh, sucking dick somewhere. We didn't need to know that. Let him be Dr. Ogilvy. Where are they now? Bill Cosby. I mean, it's Bill Wondrell. What the fuck? Where are they now? R. Kelly. I'm just having a piss in the eye. Stop. Where are they now? Michael Jackson. All our legends. We dead. All right. Where are they now? Romeo from Steve Harvey, dead. Where are they now? What about Matilda? She's writing scripts for some scripts. She only has about 5,000 followers on IG. No one cares about Matilda anymore, Dub, except you. And you followed her. You found her, IG Dub, and you followed her. You wrote her, and she still didn't write you back as if this bitch has millions of followers. So fuck Matilda. I hope Miss Trunchable whoop your fucking ass. Like, yes. I'm back. Much too powerful for children. She's like, hold on, that movie's over. Fuck you. And she throw her against the wall, just whooping her ass in modern day. I got the magic now. Twist her upside down. Suplexes, bitch. Fuck Matilda. Much too much for you. Where's that fat kid I made? Yeah, eat a body. Oh, Matilda's like, I must fight back. It was more than a script. Fingers start getting electricity. Miss Chandra will step on that shit. Fuck no, bitch. Nothing's happening. Just Thanos Matilda for not writing me back. And Matilda ain't famous. Like, I'll bet you. Ow! Remember the painting that came on the wall? That joint somehow come in the room and then go on the wall. He throw her through it. Bitch, please. Fuck him. Much too powerful for children. She's like, I gotta be Matilda. She trying to summon up power. Miss Chandra will keep dosing her head. Bing! Ain't no fucking power, bitch. The actress who played Matilda Mara, whatever. She actually started getting electricity in her feet and hands. Like, oh, that's some power. Once again, Miss Trunchable. Bing! Much too powerful for children. Matilda's like, I finally got the power I was trying to summon. This bitch makes cereal go in the air. All the shit she did in the movie. I'm away. Miss Chunchable's like me. Bing! I'm away. Much too I'm away. I'm away. And she whooping her ass to that song. Much too much. Fucking the actress who played Matilda up. In real life. Miss Chunchable. With the belt, nigga, the whole. No, fuck that. When she had the sweatsuit on, matter of fact. She got the balls.
And she never
wanted
to get balls.
I grew up as an actress, huh? Seen a lot of balls, huh? Harvey Weinstein's balls.
Every time she throw them balls, the country boy had a different dude who took advantage of people like Matilda at that age.
Harvey Weinstein, oh. Somebody else, oh. Russell Simmons, oh.
I'm just playing. They said that, but I don't know. It's a joke. I'm not, it's just a joke.
Somehow R. Kelly, oh. Bill Cosby thought he could do a black remake of Matilda, oh. These balls come with pills. Oh,
that's how this pill sounds. Like,
I'm not Matilda.
She finally maxes out at some power. Now, sir, you are still in the end all that shit, but faster. I'm away.
Bitch, you have no power. Ding.
Miss Trunchable, fine. Broadway, whatever the fuck Matilda been writing since then, rip it out.
Bitch, that's a trash.
Ding! How many times are you gonna ding me till I die? It's like, bitch, you can rewind Thanos stealing Black Panther. That's that many times. Many times is dub getting a magic for you.
Ding!
I'm away.
Oh, I'm on my way. Ding!
And Miss Chunchy would just. Nah, she picked up the one little girl by the pigtails and just swung. She just swinging Matilda as an adult. She's in her apartment. Just, bitch, ah.
You're a fictional character acted against. That's what you think, honey.
Ding! You thought Miss Trunchable was dead because she was that old back then when Matilda came? I said, no. This bitch been training and working out.
They think that's how I'm going out in the movie. If I ever see this bitch Mara Wells in the play.
Fucking her, she come through the door. They go, ding. I'm away. We don't know how Matilda's getting powers, though. Miss Chunchable is strong. She,
I think I am Matilda somewhere inside. A
little bit of static electricity on her fingertips come up. Miss Chunchable walk right up. Ding. Holyfield joint, too. Ding. That's right when they about to kill. That's when Miss Honey come. Remember Miss Honey? Miss Honey was a punctual. You know how they gotta tell the white woman how she. And Miss Honey was a punctual, kind teacher. Nothing like how black people would see this movie ever encounter with their teacher. And she understood Matilda. Miss Honey come back. She got the same ribbon that Matilda took from the house.
With this ribbon, you won't be Matilda no more. And you'll stop, Miss Chunchable.
Chunchable look over at this bitch too. Ding! Swinging both these bitches, one hand on both of them, just by the you can hear the nib.
Like, what the fuck?
They won't die because she's just whooping their ass. This is purgatory. Ding. Ding. The only person that could save him was the fat kid that was eating cake. He stops eating cake.
That's enough. She's like, no. Keep eating it, fatty.
No. I'm grown now, and I got kids.
That little fat bastard, too. Make him eat the cake. Daddy, no.
Matilda's like, I'm still getting electricity on my head. Ding!
Sit your dumb ass down, bitch.
Somehow they all team up and kind of get Miss Chunchable. That's when Miss Chunchable tag teams in her partner, Mr. Wormwood, Matilda's father from the movie.
I'm Danny DeVito, and I'm here. Take my mustache off, something with it. No. Not Danny DeVito playing Mr. Wormwood.
Matter of fact, that's the thing that's killing me. Him playing that role again. After he played Mob Boss Zole.
It's me, I'm playing Mr. Wormwood again. No! What you gotta do is, kid, still fuck their cars and people. No!
Yes, Mr. Wormwood, keep going, Wormwood. But I was never a kid.
Yeah. Matilda's like, no.
So, Mr. Wormwood make a fucked up car in the head that's fucked up. It just appears in the head, but everything fucked up with this car. And he put it on Miss Chunchable Fist, right when Matilda and Miss Honey trying to power up with that little ribbon.
Something, something, wish, wish in the land of heart, flying with dragons, whatever the fuck.
Right in the middle of that, she come in with the car on her fist like the Thanos club.
Shut up, bitch! Ding!
Double ding. Ding, ding. Like, all right, that's it. I want to tell. So this came out in 1973. Who the fuck had it written in Braille readily to read it in Braille? This is somebody sitting in a room with a blind person saying, hey. Notice how his songs are so descriptive. Why the fuck he ain't never make blind songs? It's dark in the dark. I can't see nothing. I hope what I'm dressed matches from the understanding of what I understand matching to be. From what people told me. I dream in color. Kanye said that's bullshit. It was such bullshit. He had someone on his album say it. Living blind. Can't tell you nothing about outside of being blind. Tell us about being blind. It's dark as shit. Tell us something else. I really can't see nothing. People blindfold themselves. I'm like, fuck you, you motherfucker. If you had to be blindfolded, unwillingly, put in something descriptive for him. She has a blue skirt on and is very pretty. At 6:53 on a sunny day, my calendar say Tuesday. Yeah. How the fuck is calendar saying? Imagine Stevie Wonder. It pussy wet. How you know? I feel moisture. That's why John Witherspoon was so genius in that role on Soul Plane. What's that you got on, Victoria? Don't tell nobody. He was actually, they won't say this, because when you writing shit, the character he was doing was a Ray Charles, Stevie Wonder type character. John Witherspoon, priceless. And if you was to say that's fucked up for him, then hold on. If you was to say that's fucked up for him to make a blind person act joke like that, if he didn't do that role, Doug, he could still be alive now. I would say, well, rest in peace, John Witherspoon. Don't you dare not ever do that blind role. Who's that, Victoria? Don't tell nobody. My man got his finger in the potato. Oh, dog, we needed that. We needed that. Woo! My little nephew put me on this. All right, we got to end the EBT podcast out because this was a bonus episode. We got to end it out the right way. We're going to end it out the right way, y'all. Shout out to everyone who loves us and wishes us all well, and we wish you well, too. I'm William, but I'm not the William from the show Girlfriends. I would have hit them bitches.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road back again.
I would have fucked Tracy Ellis Ross first and made her guess which other was I hit. Shout out to Mike P. Brent Cardero. Dylan Cardero. Keon. Shout out to the whole Mecca Bonus. And everybody looking to do me harm out there. Desert Eagle, Hollow Point Bullet. Yeah, that's right. Trying to stalk me and find a kid. I promise you, buckshot. Fuck a duck. Fuck the other bullet Dave Chappelle said. My gun is Jamaican talking beanie man. Buckshot. You bitch ass, you I keep the Glock. Motherfucker.